Welcome to Good News in the Morning, a program of words and music, bringing a Christian message of hope and encouragement to those who are looking for an intelligent, meaningful, and spirited approach to faith and to life.
Today, I choose to follow you. Today, I choose to give my yes to you. Today, I choose to hear your voice and live. Today, I choose to follow you.
This program is sponsored by Good News Christian Ministries, Post Office Box 184, Rideau Ferry, Ontario, K0G1W0. And I'm your host again today, Reverend Brian Wilkie of St. Andrew's Christian Church in Rockland. As always, I want to start by thanking you, our listeners. We are so grateful for your encouragement and support. Please remember that you can always visit our website for materials to encourage and support you in your Christian walk. You can listen to our broadcasts on the website, and you can find some devotional materials there as well. Today, I want to speak to you about another theme of Advent, the season before Christmas, and the theme I want to speak about is waiting faithfully. Faithfulness is carrying on doing the work of God and carrying on believing in God through everyday activities. And the scripture that speaks about this with regards to Christmas is another scripture from the Gospel of Luke at chapter 2, verse 36, and it concerns an elderly woman. Let's listen to Scripture. There was a prophetess Anna, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was very old. She had lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage, and then she was a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshipped night and day, fasting and praying. Coming up to them at that very moment, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem. When Joseph and Mary had done everything required by the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee in the town of Nazareth. And the child grew and became strong. He was filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Now, there is a woman that just astounds me. Anna is there when Jesus is presented in the temple shortly after his birth. She's been there for so long. It says she never left the temple. That was her constant place of prayer and fasting. And we see a sense of the time frame that Anna was operating in. She had been married once, but her marriage had only lasted 7 years before her husband had died. She was a widow then until she was 84. Now, we don't know exactly what age she got married at, but usually women especially, married quite young in those days. And so after 7 years of marriage, she might have only been in her 20s. And then at the age of 84, 60 years later, she's been waiting and hoping and praying. Now, we'll take a look at her faithfulness and the faithfulness of some of the other characters in this story in a few moments. But I would like you to listen to some special music with me today. Now, by the time this is broadcast, I will have been at a concert with Carolyn Ahrens. In fact, Papa's Friends, our gospel group, will have sung before the concert begins, and then I'll have been able to watch Carolyn Ahrens as she presents her beautiful Christmas music. The music today is all going to be from her new album, Christmas the Story. And this first piece is called Dawn on Us, and it speaks about Joseph.
Was he thinking in the starlight? Did he have time to think at all? A carpenter his whole life, now he was a midwife, and then the shepherds came to call. When Joseph held the newborn baby, Was the whole meaning still unclear? A man can get so tired, even angel choirs just leave a ringing in his ears. Was it all a blur, all too much, until at last the sun came up? In the stable, we put the stable on display. A sweet nativity scene, echoes of an old dream. What kind of difference does it make? But if that baby in the manger came to be life for everyone, all the darkness here inside our hearts is a sign that only He can come. And then at last, the tyranny of endless night and set us free. Let it dawn on us like the morning sun.
Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, sets a high standard for faithfulness. Through her youth and middle age, she's been expecting to spend her life in the presence of God. Many people in those days, if they were widowed at a young age, would often remarry because it was a matter of economic necessity very often. How does this widow support herself, perhaps on money left to her by her husband? But she clearly lives a very simple life, worshiping, fasting, and praying. She's a woman that is probably well known to the people of Jerusalem. She's that one who's always there. She's very, very religious. People will look at her and say, there's a good woman. Because she's not just wasting her time, doing nothing all day. She is spending time in the presence of God. Now, how many of you out of our listeners out here are good at fasting? It's not a practice. It's very popular these days. We've got all the food we want. And we're not quite sure, unless we're dieting to lose weight, what good fasting does. Anna could probably have given us a few lessons on that. Fasting is an indication of a deep desire. There are many times when we're so moved by something happening in our lives that we lose all thought of eating. Sometimes when we're struck with loss and grief, people will say, well, have something to eat, and we'll respond, no, I just don't have any appetite. Fasting is the spiritual expression of longing for God so much that you leave aside all other appetites. And Anna has had this longing and desire for God through her life. And she's expressed that through fasting, through controlling her other appetites and focusing on God. And she's been praying. What do you pray about when you pray all day? How do you fill your time in prayer? Very often, when we start out as Christians, our time of prayer is little more than a grocery list. We have a whole bunch of things we want God to do. We express our list, and then we don't know quite what to do after that. I remember when I was a young Christian and I had a small group that we met together and we'd share concerns and I'd write them down on a little piece of paper and slip it into my wallet. And then after a while I had to write smaller and fold the paper a couple times. And eventually the paper was folded over and over again with very small writing, and each day I'd only be able to pray through one fold of that prayer list because it just seemed to take all my time. And the grocery list had gotten so long, people that I wanted God to meet with, situations that needed help, people who were in need of healing, and prayers for my own strengthening and encouragement. But eventually that list kind of got put aside as I realized that God wanted more than just to be a sort of Monty Hall, you know, a character that just gives and gives and gives and gives thing after thing after thing. He wanted to spend time with me. He wanted me to get to know him better. He wanted me to tune my heart to his heart, to try and understand through his word, prayerfully considering what did God want to happen. Instead of deciding what I thought needed doing, I needed to listen to God and find out what he wanted. The Catholic humanitarian, who now named a saint by the Catholic Church, Mother Teresa, she was a person who spent a lot of time in prayer. And when asked about it by a journalist, the journalist said, "What do you pray about all those hours? What do you ask God for? What do you say to God?" And she said, "I don't talk so much. I mostly listen." And then the journalist said, "Well, what does God say to you?" And she said, "He doesn't talk so much. He mostly listens." Can you imagine having such an intimate relationship with God that you could sit in his presence and experience that stillness that the scriptures speak of, when you're still and you know that he is God and no words need to be spoken? I remember having a friend like that when I was a young kid. We'd gotten to know each other so well, when we exhausted all the topics that needed to be talked about, we could just sit there and enjoy some time together. Whether it was looking at a beautiful sunset, or whether it was just sitting and relaxing, it was a relationship in which there was a great deal of peace and in which sometimes no word needed to be said. Maybe that was Anna. Maybe she had her list of people she was concerned about and she talked to God about those people. Maybe she had questions about Scripture that she would ask God as she prayed. And maybe she came to God over and over again about the question of when he was going to redeem Jerusalem. But spending a lifetime in prayer, she must have drawn very close to God, worshiping, praising God, fasting, and praying. I don't know if I can be as faithful as Anna. Can you? Can you wait when there's really nothing happening? Or do you have to rush off and do something and make your mark? Anna seemed to understand her place. She didn't have to make up things for her to do to feel useful. Somehow or other, she knew that her place was this place of worship, fasting, and prayer. Now, that's not necessarily going to be the place for all of us. But too often, we get dissatisfied if we don't have something to do, something to accomplish. We rush away from prayer before God has really had a chance to move within our hearts. But she was faithful. And all that time of waiting culminated in a day when an amazing thing happened. She saw a baby. Now, she'd seen lots of babies come into the temple over the years. Everybody came to dedicate their child and to make the proper sacrifices for it. But this baby she knew to be the Redeemer of Israel. How did she know? I think only those who are faithful will understand. I think that the way that God spoke to her is something that Scripture doesn't express to us, but it does tell us the preparation, that she was faithful in little things, day after day after day. Do we want to be suddenly rewarded? Do we want to be suddenly the person who's got all the insight into God? I know that happens sometimes. But the truth is, God forms us most of the time very slowly, bit by bit, bringing us to the place he wants us to be. We rush, but God is patient. Anna let God work on her over decades. Whether she was frustrated some days and happy others, we don't know. She was probably very much like us at first. But I expect that as time went on, she became more comfortable just attending to God and waiting for his direction as to what her life was about. Now, we're going to talk about a couple of other characters that were very faithful in this story, but I do want you to hear another song from Carolyn Aaron's new album, which is called Christmas, the Story. And this song is called The Sound.
Long ago.
listen, that's the sound of the kingdom coming. The kingdom coming. The kingdom coming to your town. Oh, hush now, listen, that's the sound.
I hope you are enjoying the music from Carolyn Ahrens. She's a Canadian singer and songwriter who lives out in Surrey, BC, and she's frequently here in Ottawa doing concerts. And I do hope you get a chance to listen to her albums online or to see her in concert sometime. But I want to talk to you about a couple of other people in this scripture that we read today that were very faithful. I want to speak to you about Joseph and Mary. Now, we often understand how Mary was faithful, how she accepted what God wanted to do. And with Mary, we don't have any background on her, except that she's a young woman who's engaged to be married, and the angel appears to her. We don't know whether Mary had spent a lot of time in prayer and fasting like Anna before this occurred, but we do know that when God called, Mary responded faithfully. She accepted what God wanted to do. She accepted everything that was part of becoming the mother of Jesus Christ. She knew from the angel's own testimony that this was not going to be an easy road. She understood, being a woman of her times, that her becoming pregnant before she was married would be a problem, especially for her fiancé Joseph, who knew that he wasn't responsible for this. And yet she accepted what God wanted to do, and she followed through. But Mary's faithfulness doesn't end there. She continues to do the things that a mother needs to do, the things that a Hebrew family needs to do. She raised our Lord from childhood, and she taught him just as Joseph did, so that he learned as he grew and grew up strong, filled with wisdom and grace. We spend a lot of time thinking about Mary's faithfulness, but do we spend as much time thinking about Joseph? This man who was struck by this heartbreaking story that the woman he was engaged to was pregnant and he was not the father. He was ready to quietly divorce Mary because he wasn't a mean-spirited person. He could have had her stoned for adultery if she were guilty of such a thing. And that's what he thought was the case in the first case, that perhaps she had fallen in love with somebody else and was just following through on marriage from duty. Whatever Joseph was thinking, he wasn't bitter and trying to hurt Mary. He was going to divorce her quietly so that the scandal would go away and she'd be free to do whatever she was led to do. But the angel told him that it was just as Mary had said, that this was of the Lord, and he should not hesitate to take her as a wife. And Joseph faithfully obeyed. And then when the angel warned him in a dream, Joseph didn't wait. He obeyed what God told him to do. He took the family off to Egypt and settled there for a while. How did he know what was going to happen next? All he knew that his life was in God's hands. We have two very faithful people raising Jesus, and we can go on and on about the different indications of their faithfulness. We too are called to be faithful. God has given us faith in order that he might produce good works in us. So as we look at the Christmas story, let's remember the call that God has on our lives, that we are called to wait faithfully and to serve faithfully as we wait. This is a an important part, that Christmas should not just be a recitation of the facts. This should be – Christmas should be a time when we really turn our hearts to God, to worship Him, to pray to Him, even to fast as we seek to understand more fully and draw closer to our Savior, Jesus Christ. That we should take the opportunity to be strengthened in faithfulness by this Word of God. So would you pray with me? Almighty God, use this season to strengthen us so that we might wait faithfully, that we might serve faithfully. Lord, we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. So once again, I want to thank you, our listeners, for your encouragement and support. Please keep on praying for us. Keep faithfully supporting us with your encouragement, and please support us financially. You can write a check to us, payable to Good News Christian Ministries, and send it to Post Office Box 184 Rideau Ferry, Ontario, and we'll be happy to send you a receipt at income tax time. Be sure to worship in a church where the gospel is soundly proclaimed and lived out with compassion, integrity, and resolve. And now, to conclude our program, I'd like you to listen to one more song from Carolyn Aaron's new album, and this is her rendition of O Come All Ye Faithful. I do pray that the Lord will hold your heart and you would know Jesus personally and profoundly. May the Holy Spirit reside deep within your heart, and may the Heavenly Father surround you with His constant and abiding and accompanying love.
Come, let us adore Him. Oh, come, let us adore Him. Oh, come, let us adore Him. Christ the
News in the Morning is produced in the studios of News Talk Radio 580 CFRN.